Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive? Today we're all about you.
You and your mind.
Specifically, calming your mind.
Finding that peace.
Exactly. We're going to be jumping into some fascinating excerpts from Mindfulness and Mental Health. Techniques to calm the mind.
Powerful stuff.
Seriously. And get this. Some of the techniques, they're not what you'd expect.
It's definitely not the usual think positive stuff.
No, not at all. So, are you ready to explore?
Let's dive in.
Okay, so one technique that really caught my eye is this whole idea of, like, leaning into difficult emotions.
Interesting.
Yeah. At first I was like, wait, what? That sounds kind of counterintuitive, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, we're practically programmed to, like, resist negativity, push it away.
Right. But what's wild is the source is saying that resisting actually just makes those feelings stronger.
It's true. It's like, remember that analogy of trying to hold a beach ball underwater?
Oh, yeah.
The harder you push, the more it wants to pop back up. And it's the same with emotions. Mindfulness, though, it's about acknowledging those feelings, just observing them.
Without judgment.
Exactly. The source describes it as, like, watching clouds drift by.
Right.
There, you see them, but you don't have to get all caught up in them.
I love that analogy. So it's kind of like saying to anxiety, hey, I see you, but I'm not letting you take over.
Precisely.
So how is just that shift in perspective, how could that actually change someone's reaction, like in a stressful situation?
Well, think about it. Imagine you're about to give a big presentation.
Okay, yeah.
Heart's racing, palms are sweating, thoughts are all jumbled.
The classic anxiety symptoms.
Exactly. Now, instead of freaking out and trying to fight it off, what if you just acknowledge those feelings?
Hmm.
Like, okay, I'm anxious, and that's all right. This is just a sensation.
Yeah.
And just that acceptance, it creates space between you and the emotion.
You're not consumed by it.
Right. And then you can respond thoughtfully instead of just reacting impulsively.
That's so interesting. And, you know, the source actually shared this story about someone using this technique during a panic attack.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And instead of fighting the fear, they just focused on their physical sensations, their racing thoughts.
Interesting.
And guess what? The panic attack subsided way faster than usual.
That's powerful.
It is. And the source even cites research saying that just 10 minutes of daily mindfulness, it actually significantly reduced participants' stress hormone levels.
It's amazing the impact mindfulness can have.
It is. So it's not about, like, never feeling those emotions again. It's more about changing how we relate to them.
Exactly. And honestly, that can be life-changing.
Okay. But real talk, sitting with those uncomfortable feelings, that sounds really tough.
It's a practice, for sure.
Yeah.
Not a quick fix. But the source mentions mindful breathing can be a huge help.
Just taking deep breaths.
The conscious breaths, yeah. Even a few of those can shift your mindset almost instantly.
Really?
It creates that space to observe without getting totally swept away.
That makes sense. And I remember the source also mentioned some other techniques, right?
Oh, absolutely. Like mindful movement, loving kindness meditation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mindfulness isn't one size fits all.
Right.
There are tons of techniques, and it's about finding what works for you.
Right.
But the core principle, that stays the same.
Awareness, acceptance, no judgment.
You got it.
So it's not about being some perfectly Zen master.
No, not at all.
It's about being present with yourself, even the messy parts, and navigating life with, you know,
with more peace.
Yeah, peace and presence.
I'm curious what part of this deep dive resonated most with you.
That's a good question. I think maybe just the idea of slowing down and being more present in daily life.
That's a great takeaway.
Yeah. So much to explore with mindfulness.
It's a journey.
It is. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into mindfulness.
I hope you found it helpful.
We hope it brings a little more peace and calm to your day. Until next time.
See you then.